Let's now reset the main topic for this hour. May elections in odd-numbered years in Oregon are mostly about elections to the boards of school and special districts, but there are a few ballot measures scattered in as well, including in cash-strapped Curry County, where ballot measure 881 is a serial levy for public safety services at the county, essentially a raising of property taxes to pay for deputies. We heard the pro side in the first part of the hour. Now we hear the opposition side. Our guest is Jake Pieper, who is a Brookings City Council member. Jake, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, sir.
It's good to have you here, Tom. So what is the basic objection to this particular levy, and is it all levies of this type or just this one?
Well, I'm not opposed to a tax levy.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that every one of these that are proposed that aren't passable makes it that much harder to pass a right one.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that they've continued to propose levies that the voters aren't asking for, namely, you know, a levy that funds basic bare bones a basic bare bones budget that allows the sheriff's department and the county to provide their absolute mandated services and nothing else, and they continue to propose these ones that aren't bare bones. You know, I think there's been 9 proposed now that haven't been passed, and they keep asking for the same thing, and the voters keep telling them no.
Well, when we talk about bare bones, then, I mean, right now it sounds like they're in a pretty bare bones system where the patrol, as the sheriff just told us in the previous segment, runs about roughly 8 in the morning till midnight with some overlap in the middle of the week. And that's about it. So there's no overnight patrol coverage. So what would be more than that and still meet your definition of bare bones?
Well, to meet their constitutionally mandated services. And patrol is not one of those. And I know it seems crazy to think of an area without police patrol, but that seems to be what the voters are asking for. If you live inside cities in Curry County, you have patrol. If you live outside of cities, you don't have patrol. And that's what the voters continue to say no when they ask for money for patrol. And I believe that they'll say no again this time. And that it's just not, they haven't proved to the voters that the service they're getting is worth what they would pay for it.
All right, so let me understand again. You're saying that they're not constitutionally mandated to provide patrol, and therefore any level of patrol is more than bare bones?
Correct. I believe everything that they're not absolutely mandated to do is above bare bones. And again, I'm not advocating for no patrol, but what I'm advocating for is a levy that the voters can pass.
And when you look at levies that you think the voters might pass, I mean, do you have an idea of the amount of funding brought in or the amount of money paid out in taxes by the people who would be affected? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what, if you've figured out some dollar figures for yourself.
Well, I know that the Curry County, even with all federal funds going away, they've got about $2.1 million. And what they need to raise, I think they said, just for the sheriff's department is a little over $5 million. I'm not sure what that equates to the dollars and cents per thousand that they need to raise. But again, what they're asking for is too much, and they continue to ask for it, and the voters don't buy into it. They don't trust county government, and they're going to continue to vote no until the government or the county government can regain that trust of the people.
So, Jake Pieper, as a Brookings City Council member, obviously the constituents you're going to talk to are going to be people inside the city of Brookings. And again, there is police coverage there from the Brookings City Police Force. Is it a fairly robust coverage? I mean, do you have officers available for calls in the middle of the night, that sort of thing?
We do. Yeah, I mean, it is robust. We have at least 2 officers 24 hours a day, and the citizens of Brookings have chosen to pay for that extra service. And I mean, it is robust. There's no getting around it. It's definitely not bare bones. It's a well performing and well manned police force that the city residents pay for.
So I wonder how often you might talk to people who live outside the city limits and assess their feelings about the current situation with the lack of patrols.
Well, I talk to them every day. And, you know, there are those that are concerned about it, which they should be, you know, rightly so. You know, in Curry County, there's also a big contingent of people that have the idea that all they need is a big dog and a gun, and they can take care of themselves. And so, you know, somehow we have to convince enough people to vote yes on something to give the county a little more money. Because there is no doubt that the county has a serious revenue problem. You know, there's plenty of people that think they just need to keep making cuts. You know, there's more fat on the bone to be cut. And that, I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that's true at all. But again, you have to... They have to regain that trust in the public, and they have to give them something that the voters can actually vote yes on, and they failed to do that so far. They failed to do it so badly that I'm worried that any ballot is almost unpassable.
You mean that it's got to the point where the automatic raise your hackles reaction from voters is forget it, they're asking again?
I'm worried that's the case. You know, I believe there's I'm hopeful that there's still time, but I really think, yeah, voters have levy fatigue, and so many things have been put out, and they keep getting voted down, and everyone that gets voted down makes it that much harder to get the next one passed. It's a big trust issue. I think the trust issue is more than the dollars issue. I really do.
Jake Pieper is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's a member of the City Council in Brookings, Oregon, in the southern end of Curry County. Curry County voters with this election, they just got their ballots, will be voting on ballot measure 881, a three-year serial levy for county public safety services, including a split tax rate, $1.34 in the three cities, including Brookings, $2.52 in the unincorporated areas outside of the cities in Curry County. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So I'm still trying to figure out where you're coming from, Jake, because you say that you're concerned that people aren't going to vote for this. They've asked too many times. They've made too many mistakes. Are you going to vote against this yourself?
Yes. Yes, I will. Because they're asking for more than, you know, they're asking for money to provide more services than what I want, and they're with every levy proposed, they keep telling the voters the services they need, and they're not listening to the voters that are saying, no, these are the services that we want. We don't want any more. We don't want to pay for any more. So that's my position, and I'm. You know, I'm sure that's going to be the voters' position come May.
You use the same dog and gun example that Sheriff John Ward gave us in the first part of the hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it does sound like that's a fairly standard kind of story that goes around Curry County these days about people's feelings about what they think they need to protect themselves.
Well, sure. Even the entire Pacific Northwest, we're an independent people, and especially in Curry County, we're independently minded. We don't want more government intrusion than what we absolutely have to have. And so, yeah, there are plenty of people around here that feel they don't need patrol. And they have their dog and they have their gun, and that's good enough for them.
Let us take some calls here. We have Janet in Gold Hill. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Jake Pieper. We're talking about the levy in Curry County.
He keeps talking about a trust issue and a distrust of county government. And he's repeated that several times. What is the issue that they what has county government done and deceived the people that there is a trust issue?
Fair question. Thanks for that, Janet. Appreciate it.
Yeah, very fair and a very good question, because I hope that the other people in other counties are listening to this and taking this to heart. people in this county do not believe what county government proposes, what they say, what they say they're going to spend the money on, what they do with their money. People have seen the fact that even though you have county services dwindling, you have You have less employees there. You have less money that those county commissioners are in charge of. You have less of a job for them to do, and yet they continue to get pay raises. Okay, they haven't. A common theme that I've heard from people, excuse me, is that the county, being you know the county employees, that they haven't bled like the rest of the public has bled since 2007, 2008, 2009. Where we're all feeling this serious financial pinch, and yet up in the county, business goes on as usual, and they just don't seem to get it. Recently, the last COLA raise that the county commissioners got, I honestly believe that made this levy just dead on arrival. As soon as that came out in the paper that they got that, even though it was a small raise, but they got that raise, boom, levy's dead on arrival.
Just because the county commissioners took a cost of living adjustment?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And how much are they making? I'm not even clear on what the Curry County commissioners make.
I think their base salary is somewhere around $63,000 a year.
Which is very good money in Curry County, well above the average, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And again, you have to look at what's happened to their job recently. Now, I'm in city government, and if suddenly the city lost half of its employees and half of its revenue, and so that really, as far as my city manager and how his job is concerned, he now is managing a whole lot less. I would expect him to take a serious, pay cut for that, because he's not doing as much. The organization has shrunk considerably, and that's how people are looking at the county now, except the county commissioners continue this same pay level.
All right, measure 881, 881, 8 for the county, 81 for the measure number is our discussion topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Paul in Grants Pass, welcome to the Exchange with Jake Pieper from the Brookings City Council.
Good morning. I spend time in both places, both Josephine County and Curry County. And my observation is that I think the issue is a bit more nuanced than that. For me, we have the same issue here, and I think we have another levy coming up on public safety.
We'll be talking about it in this hour tomorrow, yes.
Okay, well, the same issue. It's a matter for me of showing me the deliverables and showing me deliverables that I can measure and that I can see. You talk about the public trust. Well, yeah, that's an existential question. Show me deliverables. Years ago, I had a property crime in Josephine County, and this is when everything was fat, back in about 2000, somewhere in that general area, and it took them 2 weeks to get a deputy to my property. And so I've told my friends this. I'm all in favor of law and order and appropriate policing, but you've got to show me some deliverables. If I'm going to spend the money, I'm happy to do it, but you got to show me the deliverables.
All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate it. And Jake, in your opinion, have they shown deliverables with Measure 881?
No, and that's what I said earlier, is that they fail to show that what I get is worth what they're asking me to pay for. And, real practical day-to-day reasons how this is going to affect me. I realize I can tangibly see what it's going to cost me. But they have yet to show me what tangibly I'm going to get from it. And I absolutely agree with that last caller.
All right, another call here from Cam in Brookings. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Jake Pieper. Cam, go ahead.
Morning.
Go ahead.
It's interesting.
This sounds like Cam Lynn.
I want some value for my money, and when I look at that myself, I look at the value I get, and really, not having called the sheriff's office for probably over 20 years, I don't get too much value for my money. And I think there's another aspect to this. Once we get away from what am I getting for my money, it's what is the community getting for whatever we pay in our taxes to the sheriff's office. And I think that's significant.
So a sense of community well-being rather than just something that affects you personally?
Well, sure, because I think this is something that I've heard consistently, and the last caller was right on. What do I get for my money? Well, a lot of us, we don't haven't used the sheriff's office for years, and we haven't got anything for our money. But that's not why we do law enforcement on a citywide level or a countywide level.
All right, let's get a response. Thanks for that, Cam. Appreciate it. Jake, your thoughts?
Just for reference, Cam Lynn, the last caller, is a member of the Sheriff's Advisory Committee who helped craft this ballot to put it out to measure. Mm-hmm. But I would agree with him that this is a community issue, and I'm a young man. I wouldn't necessarily need the sheriff's department the way an elderly woman would necessarily. But
because you're younger and stronger, is that what you're saying?
Well, the fact that I can have a big dog in a gun. Okay, so I mean, I understand why people like me would have that attitude that I don't need law enforcement as much as an elderly woman who's single and lives in her home, who wouldn't be able to protect herself the way that maybe a younger man would. So, you know, I understand the sentiment, but I agree with Cam that this is a community issue, and I want my community to be safe. But that argument, they keep trying to make that argument to the public, and the public keeps voting no. So, you know, we can sit here and keep banging our head against the wall and keep making the same argument, or we can come up with something that's actually passable.
All right, we'll see what happens with this election in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow is when the ballots will be counted for Measure 881, the Curry County three-year split rate public safety levy. Jake Pieper spoke out against it. He's a Brookings City Council member. Jake, thank you so much for your time today on The Exchange.
Thank you. I appreciate it.